Now, millions of people across Mexico, the United States and Canada will see a total solar eclipse cross the North American continent later today. It is a rare phenomenon. It'll carve a narrow path of darkness eastwards from ocean to ocean. The shadow of the eclipse first touches the surface of the Earth in the Pacific Ocean before heading towards Mexico. I'm joined from Texas now by Dr. Niamh Shaw, space expert. Niamh, thank you, first of all, for staying up to talk to us and tell us why you've chosen Texas for your vantage point for this eclipse.
Well, my husband, Dave, he attended the eclipse in 2017. He's American. And so he's been scoping this for since and was determined to help me get to see my very first one. And we looked at it where, you know, the possibility of low instance of cloud cover, and Texas would have would be more successful in that regard compared to places like New York or whatever. But as it turns out, in a freakish turn of incidents, everywhere is covered in clouds today.
So I read. Yeah.
I know, but the biggest thing that people talk about when they experience an eclipse, Mary, is the darkness. You know, this 4 minutes of darkness that it goes from pure daylight to suddenly, you know, as if it's nighttime. And when you're directly under that shadow cast by the moon off the sun, people tell me that, you know, birds stop chirping, animals just stop. Crickets start to kind of chirp as if it's nighttime, and it gets really cold. The air temperature suddenly drops, and I had a tiny experience of that in Dublin when there was a partial eclipse. We had 91% cover of the sun at maximum. And I can remember I was in my car park. I was trying to get the projector thing to work with the pinhole, and I couldn't get it to work. And I opened the hatch of my car and I saw this sliver of the sun. You know, most of it was obscured from the moon. And in that moment, it just got slightly dull. It didn't get dark. It just got slightly dull. But the birds just stopped and it immediately got cold. And it made me feel for the first time ever that the shadow cast by the sun was enormous, which means the sun is enormous and the moon is enormous and I'm tiny, you know, and all those ratios and scales just hit me and I felt really tiny. And, you know, I kept thinking, gosh, can you imagine what those ancient civilizations must have felt when they didn't understand what was happening? Because if it impacts you, who, when you know these things, it's just one of those moments that just reminds you of the history of the world and that humans have been around for a really long time. So I'm so excited because this is all in my head, but I've never actually witnessed a full eclipse. And where I am in Texas, and this is another reason why we picked where we were, is we'll have 4 minutes of that darkness, which is quite rare because they range depending on, you know, there's eclipses happen every year and some of them are quite short, some of them are under a minute. But where we'll be, it'll be slightly over 4 minutes. So it'll give me enough time to try and process that and share that, because that's what I try to do in my work, you know.
Yeah, Niamh, you send a shiver down my spine the way you describe it there, like the darkness, the silence. It's kind of like end of days stuff.
Yes.
Thankfully,
exactly.
Only 4 minutes.
Exactly. So that's what I think about. Like, you know, you read about these civilizations who, you know, give sacrifices to the sun and everything. You know, it just reminds you that actually they were smart people because they realized that the movement of planets around the sun and the shadows cast, you know, by the moon and everything, it reminds you that that these things are happening. And we're not in charge. And that's a deeply humbling thing. And it's actually terrifying because we go about our lives every day. You know, we've all got to get to work and there's traffic and you got to make lunches and everybody wants to catch a thing on Netflix. But in those moments, it just makes you realise nothing has really changed between us and civilizations hundreds of years ago. The moment is the same.
Yeah, I could listen to you for ages talking about this. Just... What will we see at home? Will we see anything here in Ireland?
Yes. Yeah. And this is great. Hopefully you might get clear skies. We won't. But you know, you will. The edge of the shadow, it will be seen in Ireland from 5 to 8 tonight. And on the west coast, they'll get about 49% of the moon covering the sun. And then around Dublin, it's kind of 20%. But mm-hmm. it's still worth seeing. You won't get that change in light, but it's kind of weird when you mm-hmm. see that you're able to see the sun covered by the moon. And just get a project. You get people, don't look directly in the sun and just Google, how do I view the sun? And you'll see
it's very important, isn't it? Not to look directly.
Oh, very, very important. Yeah. Very, very important. So, like, it's very easy. You know, you can use a cereal box with a piece of aluminium foil and a pin. Just Google that, and people will be able to make a viewer very easily. That's incredible to watch as well. And it just makes you go, oh my gosh, you know, all these things are happening above me and outside of my control. You know,
I think you've enthused us all.
I'll be streaming. I won't be like, it'll be cloudy, but yeah, I have to, because you know, I'd hate for have this experience and then people not to see it themselves. So yeah, just my YouTube channel is Niamh Shaw, all one word, and I have it lined up to start at 7 p.m. so that's like 30 minutes before it'll go completely dark. So even if we've clouds, people will share the 4 minutes of darkness with me, so I'd love people to join me.
Dr. Niamh Shaw, fantastic, good luck with everything. Thank you very much.